keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. The federal government appears to be easing up on Boeing after two deadly plane crashes.
On Thursday, the U.S. Justice Department moved to drop a criminal fraud charge against Boeing, asking a judge to cancel an upcoming trial connected to plane crashes that killed 346 people just 5 months apart in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The deal allows Boeing to avoid any criminal prosecution about the 737 MAX jetliner. I'm Jared Cirillo.
The Kenner Police Department has made a third arrest in the February death of Aiden Manzano, a Kansas City sports reporter visiting New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. Christian Anderson, 33, of New Orleans, was booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center after investigators tied him to an alleged scheme that led to Manzano's death. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The USDA has shut down ports of entry to cattle, bison, and horses entering the U.S. from Mexico. The move is an attempt to stop a pest called the New World Screwworm from moving across the border.
Adult screwworm flies lay eggs on a wound of a warm-blooded animal. Now, when that larva hatches, it then eats the flesh and burrows into the wound, and this can cause infections and even death.
Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says screwworms were eradicated in the U.S. in the 60s using the sterile fly technique. That's when sterile flies are grown and released to slow the breeding process. Now, screw worms are becoming a problem again in Central America and Mexico.
This is something that we need to take very seriously, and we got to get a new fly production facility moving and underway.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 56. Slight chance for showers. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Mainly clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Topeka native and Topeka High alum Najari Kennedy pitched a two-hitter with 10 strikeouts, and the number 12 seed Texas Tech Red Raiders edged the unseeded Rebels of Ole Miss in the first Women's College World Series appearance for both teams. Kennedy's last year's USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year led Stanford to the national semifinals two straight seasons before transferring to Texas Tech this past season. She led the Red Raiders to their first Big 12 regular season and tournament titles. She was dominant against Ole Miss in a game delayed by 75 minutes due to lightning and rain. She retired the first 16 batters she faced and struck out the side in the first and seventh innings. She blew a fastball by Rebels slugger Lexi Brady for the game's final out. Texas Tech will play UCLA on Saturday for a spot in the semifinals. Expect Najari Kennedy to once again get the start on the mound. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
NCAA All-League Baseball and Softball selections are out. Beloit Baseball had first-team Ashton Bletcher, Cannon Olson, and Joel Rexroot first-team. Honorable mention was freshman Paxton Fouts in baseball. The Beloit Baseball team finished 11-10 on the year. Softball Beloit finished 19-8. First-teamers include McKenna Channel, Carly Smith, Olivia Wright. Honorable mention was Samantha Thompson. Today marks day one of the Kansas State High School State Track Championships in Wichita. Among the area athletes competing today include Kate Kendig of Osborne, 1A girls 3,200 meter run, Caden Armconnect, Smith Center, 2A girls shot put, Eli Johnson, Griffin Johnson, Brody Boudreaux from Beloit, 3A boys discus, Carly Brummer from Tipton Catholic in the 1A girls javelin. In the 1A boys high jump, Camden Ward of Rock Hills. 2A girls 3,200 meter run, Madison Howland is the favorite and defending champion from Smith Center. 2A boys 3,200 meter run, Gavin Hickard of Smith Center. 1A girls discus throw, Levy Reiner from Osborne. 1A girls 400 meter dash, Bethley Semelink of Rock Hills. 2A girls 400 meter dash, Cody Hewell of Sylvan Lucas. 1A boys 400 meter dash, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley, Xavier Miller of Lincoln. 2A boys 400 meter dash, Mason Enix and Cole McKelvey of Smith Center. 1A girls 300 meter dash, or 300 meter hurdles, Gentry Reiner, Osborne, Claire Mick of Osborne. And then the 300 girls 300 meter hurdles competing is Dakota Gray of Beloit, Scarlett Ludwig of Beloit. 3A girls discus throw, Tatum Seifert, Cass Thompson, Samantha Thompson of Beloit. Ashlyn Schultz of Osborne will compete in the girls 1A high jump. Hallie Meisner of Rock Hills will compete in the 1A girls high jump. 3A girls high jump, Sophia Thompson of Beloit. Boys long jump, 1A, Edward Hrenick from Beloit St. John's, Nate Myers from Rock Hills. 2A girls javelin throw, Alexis Kelch, Lily Highland of Smith Center. 3A girls pole vault, Ashton Loomis, Bentley Pruitt, Zeta Purvis of Beloit. 1A boys 300 meter hurdles, Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln and Tyson Gates of Beloit St. John's. 2A boys 300 meter hurdle, Carson McKelvey of Smith Center. And 1A girls 200 meter dash, Bethany Semelink of Rock Hills. 1A boys 200 meter dash, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley. 100 girls 4x4 meter relay, Osborne. 3A girls 4x400 meter relay, Beloit. And 1A boys 4x400 meter relay, Beloit St. John's. And the 2A boys 4x400 meter relay team of Smith Center. Good luck to all area athletes. Yesterday, we were able to talk to Trooper Ben with the Kansas State Highway Patrol. He visited the Kids Cafe in Beloit, an organization, nonprofit that feeds young kids and has activities. Trooper Ben said that the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day are unfortunately deadly on Kansas roads for area teens. In the state of Kansas, at least 7 young teenagers and kids are killed a day in the United States. Trooper Ben said parents and kids need to know about this.
This is a concerning time for parents that, or those that handle little kids or littler kids. This is what we refer to as the 100 deathless days for teen drivers. It starts the very end of the school year, basically Memorial Day till Labor Day, where we see an increase of teen deaths across the nation, including Kansas. So we typically see 8 per day across the nation, but when it comes to the 100 deathless days for teens, it increases to over 10 per day. And that's just the deaths, which is devastating itself, but then you've got a significant amount of injuries that are happening, and then those wrecks that are not injury accidents, just crashes. So it's a big, big time. What do we do with it? Well, we remind parents and students and those that are driving that we need to make sure we're in control of ourselves and our vehicle, slowing down, making sure we are not becoming too distracted, especially with teenagers. They're in the vehicles during the summertime, not just with themselves, but with many other friends. So it causes further distractions. And they're staying up later. They're getting up at different times. You know, also during the school year, we've got school zones, but now there's not school zones. So the general public is getting used to this new rhythm of the season. And all of that combines to some devastating moments happening on our roadways.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The USDA has shut down ports of entry to cattle, bison, and horses entering the U.S. from Mexico. The move is an attempt to stop a pest called the New World Screwworm from moving across the border.
Adult screwworm flies lay eggs on a wound of a warm-blooded animal. Now, when that larva hatches, it then eats the flesh and burrows into the wound, and this can cause infections and even death.
Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says screwworms were eradicated in the U.S. in the 60s using the sterile fly technique. That's when sterile flies are grown and released to slow the breeding process. Now, screwworms are becoming a problem again in Central America and Mexico.
This is something that we need to take very seriously, and we got to get a new fly production facility moving and underway.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.